on the radio right around Australia. At least I'm here. Johnny, unfortunately, is still in pieces. We should never play the prisoner theme.
I just remember those days at Nunawading and the days when all the security guards at Channel 10 was dressed as prison guards.
Well, you were always used to iron-jewing prisoners, strangely enough.
I had my own press.
Joining us now are two of the staples, the staple sisters of prisoner Amanda Muggleton, Fiona Spence. Welcome aboard.
And put your hands together.
A pleasure to have you both here.
It's lovely to be here.
Is this a show that just keeps following you girls around?
I know. Get me out of here, I keep saying.
Are you still in prison?
My whole life is a prison.
and of course, Fiona Spence, because she'll never get a word in with the man.
I know. She will. I'll stop right up now.
Am I allowed to say vinegar?
Yes.
She, of course, played Vinegar Prince on...
VT. Let's call her VT here.
And in the UK, they call Prisoner Cell Block H.
Now, why was that?
Because the Patrick...
Patrick McGoohan.
That's right.
The Prisoner.
The Prisoner.
I'm not a number.
As opposed to Prisoner Cell Block H.
Would it be arguable to say it was a bigger hit in England than it was in Australia?
No. Who is that man? Who?
Get him out of the studio. Huge in Australia.
Of course.
Absolutely.
But also the fact that I guess in some ways what Dano was saying is true, because it continues to be... I mean, I went and saw Prisoner the Musical in the West End.
I know.
So, I mean, it was something... Yeah. Mike Walsh put a lot of money into that to make... It ran for 6 months and it was very... And Lily Savage...
He was still counting out his money then.
Probably.
How did you make it into a musical? Did you both end up doing it?
No. We did a musical when we were filming Prisoner. We did a big concert.
Canto. Yes.
It seemed to vary between cells, cafeteria area.
Hallways
yes.
and ironing place.
Yes. Yeah.
That was it, was it?
No, the dining room.
Dining room.
And the recreation room. Did you say that?
Yeah. But that was, you know, I mean, I'm thinking it was...
The governor's office.
Governor's office.
Oh, there was a governor's office.
And we did lots of outside broadcasts.
My home, where I drank a lot.
Who was the one that wore the leather gloves?
The Freak.
That was the Freak.
The Freak.
She came in later.
Who played that?
She took over from
Maggie
Vinegar.
Maggie Kirkpatrick.
She took over from Fiona.
Great. Of course, you're both very well known in theatre as well, and dance and song.
Yes.
Yeah. Fantastic work. But we should actually mention the icons of Australian TV, the Prisoner cast, to raise funds for HIV awareness. This is happening on the 11th of the 11th of the 11th.
Yes. Remembrance Day.
Remembrance Day in Melbourne.
Yes.
In St Kilda.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. And we've got the most amazing people from Prisoner turning up. Annie Phelan and, of course, Fiona Spence. Val Lehman, who played B.
Boo.
Yeah.
I always used to know.
She's fun.
I used to do that with Boo.
Elspeth Ballantyne, Glenda Lynn Scott, Peter DePano, Betty Bobbitt, Janet Andrew Arthur, Paula Duncan, Deborah Lawrence. Who else is it? There's all sorts of
Betty
people.
Bobbitt. Don't forget Betty Bobbitt.
Yeah.
Didn't I say Betty Bobbitt?
I don't know. I just like saying Betty Bobbitt.
I said Betty Bobbitt, BB.
And I said it too.
Yeah.
Can I ask you one other question about Prisoner?
Mm-hmm.
How many letters did you get from people actually in stir?
Lots.
Yeah.
We still get letters from that bloke in Alcatraz. Is it? Remember Alcatraz, that thing?
Well, I was a screw. I don't think that.
I think Alcatraz is now...
You got letters from other guards, maybe.
The really famous prison in America.
Oh,
you know,
San Quentin?
We got the letter from that bloke on the 30-year anniversary? And he's you know, still there, still carrying a torch.
Well, we've all got letters from prisoners, but, you know... Dano and I don't like to talk about it. Amanda Muggleton, Fiona Spence, you're welcome back anytime.
Yay!
Stars of Prisoner.
He used to give me roses.
He'll start stuck right
here.
Who will buy my beautiful apples?
Thank you.